We're trying to save you money. Better yet, we're trying to make you more money. We're hanging out with Charles Savage, who's, of course, head of the Purple Group and Easy Equities. Now, again, the question begs, at what point does one start investing?
The younger the better. I mean, my favorite is Warren Buffett, who's the best investor of all time. He was asked what's his biggest investment mistake. Mm-hmm. And his answer was, I didn't start young enough. And he was 11.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're older than 11, you're behind the curve. My youngest daughter started at 5. My son, who's 21, started at 12. And the bottom line is that you're never too young to start.
And the story you were telling us, do you want to maybe just share that with everyone?
Yeah, I mean, my son turns 21 in a month. And at his 21st birthday, he would have saved enough money to never have to save any more for his retirement.
What? Imagine.
And that's making sacrifices every birthday. Instead of getting gifts, he asked for investments. And he did that for 9 years. And because he's only 21, he's only going to retire when he's 55 or 60. Mm. He's got all this time for those assets to appreciate and deliver on his retirement.
Sure. That's hectic. We got a WhatsApp coming through. It says, I just tuned in, heard the guest telling to start investing. If you're young, you need to start investing. How would I start? Or where do I start? Do I need to open an extra account? It says I've got around 5,000 to 8,000 extra money after all my deductions. 26-year-old male.
Cool. Great. What a great question. The best place to start is to open a tax-free savings account. So on our platform, when you open an account, you automatically get a tax-free savings account. The reason that's a good place to start is that you don't pay any tax ever on those investments. Mm. So government's never going to come calling for their part of your retirement savings. And then once you've opened that account, you fund it with the money that you've got. And then if you want to construct a portfolio, really keep it really simple. Take 50% of what you've got and buy international ETFs, things like the Satrix, NASDAQ, and the Satrix.
You see, you've lost us there.
Okay.
International ETFs, what's that?
Okay, so an international ETF is an exchange-traded fund that takes your South African rands and buys international shares.
Okay.
So the NASDAQ is the top 100 tech companies in the world, and I promise you, you all know them. Mm. So it's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Snapchat, it's
all our
Uber,
faves.
All your favorites. So that's a good place to start. And then the other one to buy is the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. Now the S&P is also, it's a US index, and it's made up of the biggest 500 companies in the United States. So those are companies that have been around for a long time that dominate that space. Mm. And then with these other 50%, from a South African context, I would buy the Satrix Aussie 40, which are the top 40 companies in South Africa. Mm. So the big leader there is Naspers and Capitec, or two good companies that are in that index.
Okay.
And then I would also, personally, I favor what we call the mid-cap sector.
I'm going to have to cut you there, Charles. We'll get into what more you can invest in. Also, WhatsApp not working, so 089-111-0505. Stairs is just